which tragically affects society as a whole. Women and children in particular suffer. The people of Yemen, in particular minorities, are under the hold of the militias and extremist and fanatical parties, which deprive them of a normal life. This is paid for in blood. And the Houthis, following from their obstination in tipping the whole country into disaster and using up all the capacities of our country, mean that international instruments must be applied in our country. We're in the face of catastrophes such as a political Islam leading to a distortion of values and destroying all prospects of a positive future. In Yemen, we need a social and economic transformation. The stakeholders must be made aware of this and work towards a positive change far from all extremism. And we need the international community to hold a firm position to reestablish normality in Yemen, a situation which is based on equality, equity, the rule of law, and the protection of rights, so that the Yemen can once more remain visible. We are seeing a number of innocent prisoners in the country, and there's a list of countries. The president, chair, interrupt.
AICM.
Thank you. I am Muchungus Dennis from AICM Uganda. I bring to your attention the plight of the Batwa, one of